From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, busking. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, May 1st, 2008.
I'm a big fan of the busk.
Are you on the busk? Is that the phrase? If you're... Here's the thing. I got to credit it to a comedian. But when you see a singer-songwriter and he has a guitar and then he has a harmonica like Dylan and Tangled Up in Blue, you say, man, that guy's a virtuoso playing both those instruments at once. And yet, when you add the knee cymbals, it totally loses all respect. Not my original thought. I don't know whose it was, but I think it's true.
I don't lose respect for those people.
If Dylan had knee cymbals during Tangled Up in Blue on the avenue, clang, clang, Tangled Up in Blue.
You might be right.
Yeah,
that might be the tipping point.
Just picture it with the knee cymbals.
So why are we talking about this today? Because...
We're doing a four-part series on knee cymbals.
No, we're going to talk actually about street musicians and those in particular that play on the subway platforms in New York City. It's all about location, and they don't just set up shop anywhere. Well, a lot of them do, but there are some prime locales, and there's a process by which those locales are chosen and who gets to play there. We will discuss.
Coming up on the show will also be a discussion of autism as an issue in the presidential campaign, because candidates have been talking about how some of the science on autism is inconclusive, but actually it's not.
Also, Scott Lamb from BuzzFeed is here to talk about what's buzzing on the internet. Postcards from Yo Mama and Not Lash. Listening to this segment will make you 50% cooler, I've been told, at least.
I will also talk to a National Magazine Award nominee. He wrote a story about an American-born Al-Qaeda operative. We'll get today's headlines in a minute, but first...
That was the sound 5 years ago today when President Bush landed aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. He stood in front of a banner that read, "Mission Accomplished," and said this.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
It was one of the more impressive photo ops in presidential history. Of course, that banner and those words became a thorn in the Bush administration's side several months later when the Iraq War took a turn for the worse. Around that time, reporters started asking the White House, whose idea was that Mission Accomplished banner, and do you think it was a mistake? On October 28, 2003, nearly 6 months after landing on the Lincoln, President Bush said it was the Navy's idea.
The Mission Accomplished sign, of course, was put up by the members of the USS Abraham Lincoln, saying that their mission was accomplished. I know it was attributed somehow to some ingenious advance man from my staff. They weren't that ingenious, by the way.
But the very next day, then White House spokesman Scott McClellan said, well, okay, we had something to do with it.
The idea for the banner and the idea for the sign was suggested by those on board the ship, and we were pleased to help them with that.
But while there may have been some confusion over whose idea it was, both Bush and McClellan insisted the sign wasn't a mistake, because as McClellan told reporters, the term "mission accomplished" was meant to refer specifically to the troops on the USS Abraham Lincoln. But reporters had a tough time buying that explanation.
Are you denying now that the president had the distinct intention at the time of that speech that Americans would see that picture and think the mission in Iraq has been accomplished, the overall mission?
What I'm saying is that this was about paying tribute to our sailors and aviators and naval officers on board the USS Lincoln. That's what this was about.
We might point out that to this day, if you go to thewhitehouse.gov, the title of that speech is, quote, "President Bush announces major combat operations in Iraq have ended." So people could be forgiven for thinking he was referring to more than just the personnel on the USS Lincoln.
And in fact, the administration acknowledged some level of error yesterday, although they're sticking to the idea that Mission Accomplished didn't refer to the whole Iraq war. Here's White House spokesperson Dana Perino.
President Bush is well aware that the banner should have been much more specific and said, "Mission accomplished for these sailors who are on this ship on their mission."
Perino also had this to say.
I recognize that the media is going to play this up as they do every single year.
Mission accomplished. Now let's get some more of today's headlines from the BPP's man on the mission, Mark Garrison.